So on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, the Gemara shifted from discussing eating Samach L'Mincha on Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, and it shifted into what happens if you started eating whenever you started eating, and then all of a sudden you look outside and it's Shabbos, or you look outside and it's Pesach already, it's dark outside already, so Shabbos has begun, Pesach has begun. So that was also Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, keep on eating, don't worry about it, and you'll say Kiddush later. You don't have to worry about Kiddush, just keep on eating your meal, you'll eat your meal, you'll bench at the end, you'll say Kiddush at the end. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be okra the shulchan, you have to stop wherever you are, stop whatever you're doing, you're mafsikin, you stop the suda, you bench, you finish that suda, say Kiddush, and start a Shabbos suda. Right? That was the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So what I wanted to discuss today is, good, so Rabbi Yossi says that you keep on eating and you don't have to stop in order to make Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah midaraisa. Right, and yet you're in the middle of the Suda, you don't have to stop your Suda in order to do the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. You could do it later on. What would the halacha be by other mitzvahs? You're in the middle of the Suda, and a mitzvah came up. Some other mitzvah comes up. The mitzvah of lulav. You forgot that you didn't take lulav, and you're in the middle of the Suda. Do you stop your Suda to take lulav? You're in the middle of eating, you realize you didn't daven mincha. Do you stop your Suda in order to daven mincha? Right? What's the halacha when it comes to other mitzvahs? Because our Gemara seems to assume, again, Rabbi Yossi, we were passing like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Yehuda, right? That you keep on eating, that you don't stop the Suda. Now, so a couple of things, first of all, before we move out of our Gemara, before we move out of Psachim. Number one, what's the case over here that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about? You were eating, and then Shabbos started. Right? So that's where they argue, do you stop or do you keep going? What does it mean you were eating? When did you start eating? Did you start eating after mincha? You're not allowed to start eating after mincha. Are we talking about, okay, you're not allowed to, but you did. And that's what we're talking about. You did. You violated the halacha. You started eating after mincha, so you're still eating. And then you see that it's Shabbos outside. Or no, maybe we're talking about where you started eating, gave breakfast. And you just decided to have a really long breakfast. So you kept on eating breakfast more and more and more till the next thing you know, it's dinner time, it's dark outside. So is that the case? I mean, what's the case? Are we talking about where you ate after the Zman Isser already began? Or you ate before the Zman Isser? So Tosos over here in Psachim, Ein Mafsikin, Tosos says, Bihischilu beheter airi. We must be talking about a case where you started eating when it was mutter to start eating. You did nothing wrong by starting your meal. And the question is, now that you're continuing your meal, now that it's dark outside, should you or should you not continue? Do you have to stop or do you continue your meal? That's the case. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, stop. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, don't worry, keep going. You'll say Kiddush later. That's point number one that's important to make. That the case, according to Tosvos, at least, is that you started beheter. You were allowed to start when you started. Point number two is, how do we paskin in the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Do you stop your meal, or do you keep on going and say Kiddush? So the Gemara, right after the two dots on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, quotes a third shita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein halacha, lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, velo k'Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like neither. Neither Rabbi Yehuda says to stop, nor like Rabbi Yossi who says to keep on going. Rather, what do we do? What does Gemara say? Ella, pores mapa umekadesh. What does pores mapa umekadesh mean? It means stopping the meal would mean clean up, get rid of everything, bench, and start a new meal. Rabbi Yossi says, no, leave everything exactly where it is and how it is. Keep on eating, you'll say Kiddush later. Pores mapa umekadesh is a compromise. Don't remove everything, but don't just keep going and say Kiddush later. Put a tablecloth or something, some sort of cloth over the table. Say Kiddush right now with that cloth over the table. Then uncover it and continue what you were doing. Right? Rabbi Yossi, Tana or Amora? Rabbi Yossi, Tana or Amora? Very important. Rabbi Yossi, is he a Tana or an Amora? Tana. Rabbi Yehuda, Tana or Amora? Tana. Shmuel, Tana or Amora? Amora. So we have Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokas Tanaim. What do you do? Do you stop everything, move everything out of the way and start again? Or do you just keep on going? That's Machlokas Tanaim. Comes along Shmuel and he says, neither. Instead, Paris Mapo Makadesh. Excuse me, Shmuel, but you're an Amora. You're not authorized to reject Shitos and Tanayim and decide what you want to do instead. Right? Very fundamental question. How could Shmuel reject? Now, Shmuel happened to have been a contemporary of who? Who did Shmuel always argue with? Rav. Rav, whenever, if this were Rav and not Shmuel, we wouldn't have such a kasha. Because the Gemara says in a couple of places that Rav Tana hu upalig. That Rav was a Tana and he argued on Tanaim sometimes. Even though we know Rav wasn't a Tana, he was an Amora, it means that Rav acted like a Tana sometimes. Meaning to say, there is no Isser per se for an Amora to argue on a Tana. It's not an Isser, it's that the Amoraim were makabal upon themselves to not argue on Tanaim. And when they were makabal on themselves, they decided that their time would be much, much better, much like we were seeing from Rav Vadia Saktam yesterday in terms of our attitude toward Rishonim. It's not that it's usher per se to argue on a Rishon, it's just silly. Because our time is much better spent trying to understand the Rishonim rather than arguing on Rishonim. Meaning, when we have a kasha on a Rishon, when we think a Rishon is wrong, it just means we didn't understand the Rishon. Right? Chances are the Rishon is correct and we're just wrong. We're wrong, we just don't get it. So the Amoraim similarly realized that the time would be much better spent trying to figure out the Tanaim and figure out how to paskin in Machloksim and Tanaim rather than arguing on the Tanaim. But in the early generations of Amoraim, that you could imagine such a step in the whole, that revolutionizes the whole way people learn, from being completely independent and creative to deciding between existing shittos and Tanaim and trying to analyze existing shittos. You could imagine when someone that didn't take for everybody. Not everyone was so eager to accept those rules. So Rav Tanu Upalig. Rav didn't accept the rules necessarily. Rav was willing to argue on a Tanu when he felt very strongly about something. We never have that any of Rav's contemporaries were the same. Shmuel, Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have Tanu Upalig for all of them. Only Rav, right? So Shmuel is an Amora and he acts like an Amora. Shmuel doesn't argue on tonight. So what's Shmuel doing over here? Horeis Mapa Makadesh. Just cover up the table, don't worry, say Kiddush. What do you mean just cover up the table, don't worry, say Kiddush? How could you do that? Right? How could Shmuel argue on both Tanaim? So the Rashbam on the bottom of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph over here says Shmuel's not arguing. When you have a compromised Shita, what you'll often have is, what it often means is that really we're passing like the more lenient opinion. But to satisfy those who want to be a little more machmir, we'll compromise a little, we'll give a little. But really, Meikra Din, he's passing like the more lenient opinion. So what's the more lenient opinion over here? Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Who's the more lenient opinion? It's Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, you look up and it's dark outside, keep on eating, don't worry about it, you'll say Kiddush later. Really, Meikra Din, Shmuel agrees. You're allowed to do that. Elamai, you know, you're not so comfortable with that. So Shmuel says, Matov Manoim, it's a good idea to be extra machmir, and to be poris mapo makadesh. Spread a cloth over the table and say Kiddush. That's what the Rashbam writes. V'nira be'enai, tisvir le l'shmuel da'alacha k'rab Yossi. Really, da'alacha's like Rabbi Yossi. K'dektani be'braisa, shekov alacha k'moso. It says in the braisa explicitly that we're kovea da'alacha like Rabbi Yossi. Ela shebola, meaning it said that in the braisa that we had earlier on this page. Right, it said halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Erev Shabbos. That on Erev Shabbos we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Ella shabala hachmir al atzmo k'tzas shelo yigmar su'udaso v'yekadesh achakach. It's just that Shmuel decided to be a little more machmir in himself, not to finish the meal and to say kiddush afterwards. Ella yekadesh tchila. You might as well say kiddush now. V'acharkach yigmar su'udaso, and then later on you'll finish the meal. Because if you're not going to say that, Shmuel da Amar Kaman. I mean, if you're not going to say that Shmuel is passing like Rabbi Yossi, well, then Shmuel's stuck. Who's Shmuel actually going like? Because even though we're going to have a Braisa that has such an expression of Paris Mapu Makadesh, it's not talking about our case where you're in the middle of a meal. So we don't have a Tana that says Poris Mapu Mekadesh when you're in middle of a meal. Shmuel is the first one to say Poris Mapu Mekadesh when you're in middle of a meal. And by the way, the next sugya, whether we get to it tomorrow or the day after, is going to be about that, about Poris Mapu Mekadesh, which is the Inyan Tosfos talks about in Amud Beis of covering the chalas. Right? What's that? We haven't discussed that yet this year, have we? So we'll get to that, God willing, later this week. But the but says the Rashbam, clearly what Shmuel is doing is he's paskening like the more lenient opinion, and he's saying you should be a little more machmir. You have such a similar thing. This reminded me a little bit of his machlokas in Hilchos Shabbos. We know that there's a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, ein bishul achar bishul, that once something is already cooked, let's say you cook a piece of meat before Shabbos, and then it gets cold. So if you heat it up again, that's not a violation of Bishul Daoraisa. Because once it's already cooked, you can't cook it again. Cooking again ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. What about the Davar Lach? When you have water, let's say. You have water, you heat it up. Or let's say soup. You heat up the soup, and then it gets cold again. And then you want to heat it up again. Is that Bishul Daoraisa when you heat it up again? Do we say Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Lach? Or ein bishlach or bishul b'davar lach. Machlokes Rishonim, how we pass. Whether you say one way, whether you say that it is a violation of bishul d'oraisa or not. So how does the Ramah pass in Shulchan Aruch? So the Ramah has a strange compromise. The Ramah says, really, yesh bishlach or bishul b'davar lach. If you let the soup get totally cold and then you reheat it, it's a violation of bishul. Right? It's a violation of bishul. But if it's lonit stanin legamri, if it hasn't entirely cooled down, it still has a little bit of the residual heat from when it was originally cooked, then it's not ein bishul achar bishul. Then it's not going to be a violation of bishul daraisa to heat it up again. Right? If it's still in its stunning legamri. So, and this is how we pass on the maisa. So the achronim explain, what's the Ramah doing? Is it yesh bishul? I mean, make up your mind. There are only two opinions. Yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach or ein bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. What's this? If it's not totally cooled down, then we'll say ein bishul achar bishul. But if it's cooled down, then yesh. Which is it? It's neither opinion. So some of the achronim explain that what the Ramah, it's machlokes mishbur chazanish, exactly how to understand the Ramah. But some of the achronim explain what it must mean is that really meikar adin we're meikel. Really meikar adin, there's no violation of bishul anymore once it's already been cooked. Elamai, you want to be a little more machmir, matov manoim, to try to be a little more machmir. So we should, at least if it's nitzan in the gamri, we should try to be more machmir for the opinion of yesh bishalach or bishal davalach. So it reminds me a little bit of like the Rashbam's approach over here, that you have two opinions, you got to go like one of the opinions. So how could you say a compromise shita? What do you mean a compromise shita? No, compromise shita doesn't mean I'm saying a third shita. It means that really mikra din, I paskin lakula. I paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to continue eating. But that might as well be more machmir, not continue eating. You might as well stop, you poris mapu makadesh. Good. You don't have to do like Rabbi Yehuda, remove the whole table, bench, finish the whole meal. But at least be poris mapu makadesh. Say Kiddush now with priestess mapa by putting something over the table. So that's how the Rashbam understands. So again, let's build the building blocks carefully over here so that when we get into the later stages of the sugya, we'll be able to follow. So building block number one, simple machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara. You're eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and all of a sudden you look outside and it's not Erev Shabbos anymore. It's dark. It's Shabbos. What do you do? So Rabbi Yossi says, keep on eating. Enjoy. Finish your meal. When you finish your meal, you'll say Kiddush. What are you going to do about having a Kiddush Makom Suda? Yeah, it's fine. You'll say the Kiddush after your meal. That's called Kiddush Makom Suda. When it's after your meal, it's fine also. It doesn't have to be before the meal. Quite a Kiddush, but yeah, that's what Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying. Rabbi Yehuda says, stop what you're doing, bench, finish your Friday afternoon meal, start a new meal, and say Kiddush before you start your new meal for Shabbos. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Two Ha'aras. Ha'ara number one, we said, was Tosfos, that the whole Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is assuming that you started your meal beheter, that when you started your meal, you were allowed to start that meal. It was on early Friday afternoon or Friday morning that you started the meal. But had you started the meal be'isser, and you started the meal like a half hour before Shabbos starts, then Rabbi Yossi would not allow you to keep on eating. That's Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two, when the Gemara later on says, I'm Rabbi Yom Shmuel, that Poris Mapu Mekadesh, it's not a third Shita. It's really that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, but he just recommends to be a little more machmir, to be Poris Mapu Mekadesh. good. That's our sugya. That's our gemara. That you have a mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush to do, you're in the middle of a meal that you're allowed to be eating. You were allowed to eat this meal, and a mitzvah of kiddush d'oraisa comes up. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Don't worry about it. You'll do the mitzvah of kiddush later. You don't have to stop anything. Keep on going. Right? Where else does the Gemara talk about if you're in the middle of a meal and a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah comes up? So it's the sugya I told you to look at in Maseches Sukkah. Right? Sukkah daflam and chesam and al. The Mishnah over there talks about Misha baba derech velo haya biyada lulav litol. A guy was traveling and he didn't have a lulav with him to take. The kshi karnis the beso yitol al shulchano. When he comes home, even if he comes home and he's starving, and he starts a meal because he comes home and he's hungry, and he's so caught up in his travels that he wasn't thinking straight, he wasn't thinking about what he needs to do, so he forgot about lulav, and he's in the middle of his meal, he's like, oh, I forgot to take lulav. Yitol al shulchano. Stop what you're doing, stop the meal, and take lulav. Says the Gemara, skip the rest of the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Amrit, not al shulchano. Lememra, the mafsik. Says not al shulchano, that implies you stop the meal to take lulav. So right away we have trouble here. Right away we know we have trouble. Why do we have trouble? Because it's opposite, right? Our Gemara says we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, we don't stop to do the mitzvah of kiddush. Well then why do I stop to do the mitzvah of lulav? So we're going to have trouble. We know that. But first the Gemara says, the Gemara in Sukkah deals with the inherent trouble just on Sukkah alone. So, I'm sorry, not the inherent trouble in Sukkah. First, the Gemara in Sukkah introduces a third case where you're in the middle of eating a meal and a mitzvah comes up. The third case is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos talks about in Daf Testament Beis. The Mishnah there says, La'ishav adam fena sapar, a person shouldn't, before mincha time, a person shouldn't go get a haircut, a person shouldn't go sit down and have a su'uda, because you're going to forget to daven. So wait till after you daven mincha. Then after you daven mincha, go get your hair cut and go have your suda and do whatever it is that you need to do. What happens if you're in the middle of the meal and all of a sudden you realize, uh-oh, I didn't daven yet. So do you have to stop to daven or not? So says the Gemara in Shabbos, im ischilu, ein mafsikin. If you're in the middle of a meal and davening comes up, mincha comes up, don't stop, keep going. So now we got three Gemaras. We have a Gemara in Pesachim that tells us you're in the middle of a meal and a mitzvah of Kiddush comes up. What do? Keep going, don't stop. A Gemara in Sukkah that says you're in the middle of a meal, mitzvah of Lulav comes up. What do? Stop. And a Gemara in Shabbos, you're in the middle of a meal and the Mincha comes up. What do? Don't stop. So the Gemara in Shabbos seems to align with the Gemara in Pesachim, and Sukkah seems to be the outlier, right? So we have a Stira. It's a stira of the Gemara in Sukkah, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Shabbos and Pesachim on the one hand, and Sukkah on the other hand. Yeah.
Gemara in Shabbos is talking about on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos. Or even any day. Any day. It's before Mincha time. Right? The context happens to be about Erev Shabbos, but really any day. So it's about Tefillah. You're going to miss davening. You're just going
to
miss davening.
Regular day
meal. Yeah, you don't have to stop lunch in order to daven mincha. So let's see how the Gemara deals with it. So says the Gemara, so oddly, the Gemara in Sukkah does not ask about Pesachim. It only asks about Shabbos versus Sukkah. So obviously what the Rishonim are going to do is however we deal with Shabbos versus Sukkah, we're going to have to see if Pesachim fits in with that, you know, with that answer. And if it doesn't, we're going to have trouble. It doesn't, and we're going to have trouble. Otherwise, we'd have no shir, right? So says the Gemara in Sukkah, Lememra demavsik. What you mean to tell me you stop a meal in order to take lulav or a minu in ischilu ein mafsikin? When it comes to davening, we don't stop in order to daven. So says Gemara, simple answer. Amar v'safra lo kasha, ha diika shohus piyom, ha delaka shohus piyom. Like Sammy said, it depends whether you have time later to do the mitzvah. If you're going to have time later to do the mitzvah, so you don't have to stop your meal. That's what we must be talking about here in Sukkah by lulav. You're going to have time to take lulav later, so keep going, don't worry about it. Sorry, that's what we must be talking about by mincha. That you're going to have time later to daven mincha, so don't worry, keep going, you daven mincha later. By the case of lulav, why do we make you stop in order to take lulav? Because you're not going to have time later. If you finish your meal, it's going to be too late. Great. Amar Rava, my kushya. So says Rava, wait. Even without that answer, without making that chiluk, the whole kasha is not a kasha anyway. You know why? Dilma hadaraisa hadarabanan. The mitzvah of dalad minin, mitzvah daraisa or mitzvah drabanan? Daraisa to take dalad minin. The davening mincha, daraisa or drabanan? Drabanan. So maybe the reason that you have to stop your meal to take dalad minin, but not to daven mincha, is because we stop our meal from mitzvah daraisa, but not from mitzvah drabanan. Maybe it's as simple as that. So the whole kasha doesn't get off the ground in the first place. Now, wait a second. If that's the rule, that we stop from mitzvahs daraisa, but not from mitzvahs drabanan, does the Gemara in Pesachim fit? What's the mitzvah in the Gemara in Pesachim? Kiddush daraisa. So the halacha should be that we should stop. But we paskin, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that we don't stop. So that's where we're going to run into trouble. But it's important to see the rest of the Gemara Sukkah first. So Elam Rava. So Rava says, Ikasha Hakasha. Now, if there's a problem that we were bothered with, it could not have been the stira between Mincha versus Lulav, because like we said, Lulav is Daraisa, Mincha is Darabana. So if the Kasha is anything, this is the Kasha. That on the one hand it says, you stop for Lulav. But in the very same Mishnah it says, the part that we skipped in the Mishnah, lo natal shachris, if you didn't take lulav in the morning, yitol ben arbayim, take lulav in the afternoon. Alma lo mafsik, sounds like you don't stop your meal, you can just wait and take it later on. So that's where we have a stira, because it's a stira within lulav. It's daraisa, daraisa, it's all within lulav. So on that we say, Amrav Safra lo kasha, hadi kashos biyam, hadala kashos biyam. When would you stop for lulav? Only if you're not going to have time to do it later. But if you're going to have time to do it later, you don't stop. Whoa. So at this point in the Gemara, there are two factors. If I want to know, do I stop to do a mitzvah? I have to ask myself two questions. Am I dealing with a mitzvah d'araisa or a mitzvah d'rabanan? Number one. And number two, am I going to have time to do the mitzvah later? And it seems that we say that if it's a mitzvah d'rabanan, it's a no-brainer, you don't have to stop. If it's a mitzvah d'araisa, it depends. Right? If it's lulav d'araisa, it depends. If I'll have time to do it later, I don't have to stop. If I'm not going to have time to do it later, I will have to stop. That's what it sounds like at this point. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, my kushya, dilma mitzvah la'afsukei v'ilo pasuk yitol ben arbaim, shekol yom kasha lulav. He says, no, but that can't be what the kasha was either. Because that kasha is not a good kasha either, the kasha about lulav versus lulav. What did the Mishnah say? That you should yitol al shulchano, stop your meal to take lulav, and if you didn't take it in the morning, you'll take it in the afternoon. A lot of times we have a halacha of, this is what you're supposed to do, and if you didn't do the right thing, you did the wrong thing, this is how you make up for it. So who says taking it later means that you don't have to stop your meal? Maybe it means you do have to stop your meal, but you didn't because you're a bad guy or you did something wrong. And now, how do you make up for it? Still take it in the afternoon. Shekol yom kashu lulav. Maybe that's all it's saying. Elo amar Rabbi Zeir elom kadabrin meikara. So you have to say that the kasha was what we originally thought the kasha was. Meaning the kasha was not a stira within lulav. There is no stira within lulav. The kasha was mincha versus lulav. Why is it that I stop for lulav but not for mincha? We said that's a stupid kasha because lulav is daraisa, mincha is derabanan. Says Gemara, no, it's not a stupid kasha. Udkashla chadaraisa drabanan, hach biyom tovsheni drabanan. Our Mishnah, when it says you stop your meal for lulav, is talking about lulav on the second day of Yom Tov. Lulav on the second day of Yom Tov is only drabanan. Right? It's only on the first day that we have a mitzvah of lulav outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we're talking about. And says the Gemara, and it's pashut that our Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Sheni and not Yom Tov. We must be talking about Chol HaMoed and not Yom Tov, not the first day of Yom Tov. Why? How do we know that? Because what does the Mishnah talk about? Someone who's Baba Derech, the guy who's traveling. Who travels on Yom Tov? So it's got to be that we're talking about Chol HaMoed. Oh, so we're dealing with the Derabanan, and yet we still say stop in order to take lulav. So that was the Gemara's kasha. On a din Derabanan, we say stop in order to take lulav, And yet by Mincha Drabanan we say keep on going. So that's where we give the answer. It must be that you keep on going by Mincha because you're going to have time to daven Mincha later. But by Lulav, we assume you're not going to have time to take Lulav later, and that's why you have to stop.
Yeah.
Whoa, so according to the conclusion of the Gemara, it could very well be that for any mitzvah d'oraisa, you automatically have to stop. Because this Gemara is not at all talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's talking about mitzvahs to Rabbanan. Two mitzvahs to Rabbanan, Lulav and Mincha. Lulav b'yom sheni and Mincha. And what's the gather? When do you stop? When do you not stop? If you can have time later, you don't stop. If you're not going to have time later, you do stop. Or it could be that there's no difference between mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right? The Gemara doesn't, at the end, the Gemara doesn't necessarily have to be mechalik between mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's just saying that the case that it happens to be talking about is a case of a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What? No, we're saying that we're going to need to explain why we stopped for Lulav because it happens to be talking about Lulav Darabanan. If we're Lulav Daraisa, it would be obvious why we stopped for Lulav. It would be an obvious explanation of why we stopped for Lulav. But maybe Lamaskana, yeah, that would be the obvious explanation, but since that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, maybe you don't need to explain that we stop for Lulav all the time, even Lulav Daraisa. Maybe when it's Lulav Daraisa and you're going to have time later, maybe in a chanami, you don't have to stop. That's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, like you're saying, the Pashtus is that if for any mitzvah Daraisa, it sounds like you should have to stop, right? That's the Pashtus of the Maskana. But we're going to have a problem. Because even in the Hava Amina, when the Gemara thought to say, Ha Daraisa, Ha Darabanan, whether that stands at the end or not, and it might very well stand in the end, that for any mitzvah d'oraisa you have to stop, well then what do we do with our Gemara in Pesachim? Right? Our Gemara in Pesachim, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So who deals with this kasha? Tosos deals with this kasha. So Tosos in, we're definitely not going to get through everything today, but Tosos deals with this kasha over here in Sukkot Aflam and Chesem and Aleph. So says Tosos, my koshi dilma hadaraisa adrabanan, Tema! Very kiddush ayom d'oraisa. Kiddush is d'oraisa. Kedarim pergam misha mesa, like the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos. How does the Gemara say it? Zachar sema Shabbos l'kacho. Right. So we learn that there's a mitzvah of kiddush. Zachrei oliyayin. Nashim chayavos be kiddush ayom d'var Torah. The Gemara says in Brachos that women are chayav in kiddush mi d'oraisa because zachar v'shamer kol sheyashem b'shmira yeshem b'zechira. Anyone is chayav in shmira Shabbos is chayav in zechira Shabbos. I says Tosos thought the mashem b'reish nazir shumi d'rabanan. I, the Gemara in Nazir sounds like Kiddush is only Drabanan. Do you remember this? We had this Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara in Nazir is quoted by Tosos and Daf Kuvav. We had this before the Yom Tovim, before Sukkot. The Gemara in Nazir talks about if someone takes a neder min hayayin. So the Gemara has an expression about being mushpa v'yomeid mehar sinai, right? That a person already has a for yein mitzvah, like Kiddush of Avdalta. But the Gemara Nazir sounds like it says that it's only Drabanan, says Tosos Ayayin Humi Drabanan. Didarish Lesral Yein Mitzvah Kiyein Arashus. Ma'aminan Ma'ihi, Bekamrin Ma'ihi Kiddusha Vavdalta, Mushpav Yomidhu. The way Tosos understands that is, what? You think Mushpav Yomidhu? Do you think that you're Chayiv Midal Raisa in having Kiddush wine? There's no din of Kiddush wine Midal Raisa. So Tosos says, there's no din of Kiddush wine Midal Raisa. But there is a din of Kiddush midaraisa. Just the idea of using wine is not daraisa. If you recall, Tosos and Daf Kovav here in Pesachim says another possibility is maybe there is a din of Kiddush wine midaraisa. You just don't need to drink it midaraisa. Maybe you need to have it. You need to say Kiddush alakos midaraisa. You just don't need to drink it midaraisa. That was the other possibility. But either way, that it's irrelevant. What Tosos umishani Kiddush atzmo daraisa. Right, so we see that Kiddush itself is Daraisa, right? That you need to make Kiddush on a Daraisa level. And still Rabbi Yossi says in our Gemara, Dein Mafsikin. Here you have a mitzvah Daraisa, you're in the middle of a meal, and what does Rabbi Yossi paskin? Keep on going, you don't stop for the mitzvah. And the Gemara there says, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos, Krabi the Berev Pesach. So you see, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. At Erev Shabbos, you're eating a meal, gets dark, don't stop to say Kiddush. But the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches says, for any mitzvah d'oraisa, you stop. And even for mitzvahs d'rabbanan, if there's not going to be time to do it later, you would stop. But for sure, for mitzvahs d'oraisa, you stop. So what's going on? He says Tosos two possible answers. First possible answer, he says, V'yishlomar d'shayni kiddush hayom sh'yachal l'kaddish b'yom kibalayla. V'lekel l'mecha shlipshusa kulei hay. What does that mean? First answer he gives is that Kiddush is different because Kiddush, let's say you don't say Kiddush tonight. You can always say Kiddush tomorrow. You'll always be able to say Kiddush the next day. You just have to say Kiddush once on Shabbos. So one could be Yotze, Kiddush midaraisa during the daytime instead of during the nighttime. Anything bother you about that answer? He says, you know why Rabbi Yossi lets you keep on eating? Because, okay, so you won't say Kiddush tonight, you'll say Kiddush tomorrow, and that will be a fulfillment of your mitzvah d'oraisa also. Doesn't that sound very similar to Ika Shehus Bayom? That you'll have time later on, right? It's the same idea as you'll have time later on. But what do we say in the Gemara and Sukkah about having time later on? That explains why on a Drabanon, right, for a Drabanan, you wouldn't have to stop when there's Shehus Bayom. But for a Daraisa, we shouldn't care if there's Shehus Bayom, if there's time to do it later. Yeah?
You have to do it the next day. If there's Shehus Bayom and there's no mitzvah technically binding you to do it, it's a separate mitzvah to do it because on Shabbos day. It's supposed to say, you know, just forget the next day.
So what he's probably saying is that it's not just that it's one extent. It's like the difference between chaviv and mitzvah b'shaita versus rizim akdim lemitzvahs, right? It's not just there's one extended time period, and ikar shehus, you'll have time to do it later. In that case, for a mitzvah d'oraisa, you would have to stop. But it's a separate time period within which this mitzvah can be done. When there is a second, separate time period within which this mitzvah can be done, you can just do it then. That's answer number one. Second possibility. V'ol l'fisha osek besudas Shabbos lo chayshinen kulei hay shami yis'atzel b'kiddush hayom. Lo chayshinen kulei hay shami yis'atzel b'kiddush hayom. When you're eating a meal and mincha comes up, so if we tell you to keep on eating, or lulav comes up, and we tell you to keep on eating, by continuing to eat, you are doing something that has nothing to do with mincha. By continuing to eat, you are doing something that has nothing to do with lulav. And therefore, there is a legitimate concern you will entirely forget about lulav, you'll entirely forget about mincha. So if either of those were a mitzvah d'oraisa, you would have to stop your meal and just do it. But when it comes to Kiddush, the su'uda is not divorced from Kiddush. The su'uda is very much connected to Kiddush. Why is the su'uda connected to Kiddush? Kiddush makom su'uda. The su'uda is very much connected to the mitzvah of Kiddush. By continuing to have a su'uda Shabbos, it's not going to make you forget about Kiddush. Adaraba. The deeper you get into your su'uda Shabbos, the more it's going to remind you of Kiddush. Midaraisa, is that true? That the Suda is connected to Kiddush. So who says that the more you have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush over here? And therefore. Good. How do you understand Kiddush Makom Suda? How does Kiddush Makom Suda work? What? It's a unit. It's a single unit. That must be how Tosfos' understanding, right? One could have said that the way I give chashivos to my Kiddush is by putting a suda right next to it. So it's not that there is an inherent connection, really. It's just as a way of trumping up my Kiddush, I put a suda right next to it. Now if you say like that, would this approach work in Tosfos? Probably not, right? So the thing I want you to think about going into tomorrow, I guess we'll discuss this tomorrow, is why would one not want to say like Tosfos? Think a little bit about, remember we discussed what the concept of Kiddush is. The Rambam versus the Ramban, being Mavdil versus, right? But also, take a look at the Ran, particularly the second paragraph of the Ran. The Ran in Sukkah gives a more obvious answer to this question. And what we need to then think about is, great, the Ran's answer is so clear and so obvious, why didn't Tosfos say it? Okay, that's what I want to know. Why didn't Tosfos say the Ran's answer? Why doesn't the Ran say Tosfos's answer? Svasemis deals with it a little bit, and then there's this beautiful piece in the Tshuva Space of Friday. Yeah.
Maybe Tosfos is afraid also, just curious, that, but if you were to stop the Suda in the middle, that's a Kiddush, I suppose other mitzvahs by the Suda, it will show that the whole beginning of the Suda wasn't Kavod Shabbos, it wasn't for Shabbos, it wasn't morning Shabbos, it wasn't anything, it wasn't for Shabbos. It happens to be eating your meal, going to Shabbos. It happens to be your Suda Shabbos. Then, and your vacation in the middle, I'm sure that it's not. So maybe he's trying to, in terms of your intention, to continue it. I mean, the whole Suda, in the end, so here's the end.
Good, it's a good svara. We'll talk about that. Very good svara.